Manifested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Next time you take a look at a shopping mall in South Africa, just look around. Pause. Take a look at the number of vacant stores that might be present. And if they aren't vacant, take a look at the stores that actually see a lot of activity and witness a lot of foot traffic. Maybe this will give you a better understanding as to our shopping and spending behavior, but it will also help you understand the dilemma, the opportunities and complexities that the shopping mall owners typically have to manage and navigate, especially being landlords. And that takes us to our next conversation that we're going to have tonight, essentially taking a look at whether or not South African shopping malls are still a hot buy, unpacking industry trends and, of course, understanding some of the opportunities that exist. To tell us more, we join on the line by Norman Rad, the CEO of Brawl Auctions and Sales. Norman, such a pleasure to have you and welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Guru. Nice to be on your show.
It's such a pleasure to speak to you, Norman. I've had the opportunity to follow not only some of your work through various institutions and at Brawl, and of course here some of your industry peers, like the South African Council of Shopping Centres, and I've always just been intrigued by the data and the insight that is shared around how many shopping malls and shopping centres we have in South Africa. Maybe let's start there, so that we actually share a lot more detail around the shopping culture and buildings of shopping malls in South Africa.
Yeah, so, going forward, you know, there's been a lot of our lifestyles being revolved around shopping centres in South Africa. You know, the South African, for their way of entertainment, has been going to the shopping malls on the weekends and spending their times in the retail malls. And the whole experience, you know, throughout our lives have been a lot around the shopping centres. So we are used to going to shopping centres and enjoying that kind of lifestyle. But I think over the period and over the years, things have changed and things are continuing to change, you know, and reinventing themselves and the way shopping centres operate.
Speaking of how shopping centres operate and the experiences we typically have, that's also part of the dynamic. There was a time where there was a heightened level of investment to make shopping centres and shopping malls more experiential. And I guess that spoke to the kind of tenant mix and experiences and things we could explore at these shopping malls. Is that still the case, especially when we look at the comparison of a pre-pandemic world post-2020 as well?
Yes, sir. I mean, we've been in a fortunate situation, I mean, as South Africans, to explore the world and to travel around to see how we compare with other shopping centres around the world. And I can certainly say that our leading shopping centres in the big malls stand up there with the best of the world. The whole experience, what we have to offer from all the retail shops to the different offerings from the designs and from just the normal daily experiences for the consumers. So that it continues to evolve and to change and to improve. You know, we are often steal ideas from abroad and we bring them to South Africa and we come up with our own ideas, you know, our own innovative and lifestyle, cultural experiences and change what the consumer is looking for. And, you know, we've had to navigate through COVID and through the difficult times that our country has presented itself. But we've been robust in that sector. I mean, we've certainly come out of a difficult period. We've seen some rent reversions where we've basically helped the consumer and helped the retailers and the tenants. But, you know, the good retailers and the good tenants, they're always reinventing themselves. They're always offering something different, something more. They are out there pushing the boundaries to offer an experience which is beyond just the normal day-to-day consumer experience.
Yeah. And maybe let's talk about that sweet spot that you found in terms of not only your tenant mix, but the size of stores. Because if I've noticed anything, I'm one of those consumers, I'd love to shop, Norman, but 2-3 hours max, and then I'm tired, as long as I don't have to walk all over the mall to get to some of my favorite stores. And what we're witnessing is that some of the stores are getting smaller, or there's been a lot of vacancies in terms of the tenant mix, that there's a resizing. So what are we seeing in terms of that?
So when it comes to the retailers and the tenants, the smaller boutique shops, you know, there's this new online offering. You can almost purchase almost anything online today, and it will be delivered to you almost instantaneously within 24 hours. Some of the retailers that promise a delivery of within 24 hours. So the shopping malls, they obviously don't need as much space anymore, the retailers and the tenants, because the consumers now has the opportunity to buy online. So what they're finding is the space that they're offering is for these consumers to come in and shop, obviously, the ones that want to go through the whole experience and try on and change from items and experience different kind of brands. They can go there and do that. But at the same time, they can just go and have a look and decide what they would like. And then often they go home and then they buy online. So the space that they require to offer the same experience is less. So hence the sizes are decreasing. And they're offering a very unique kind of space for what the consumer is looking for at the moment. Mm. And we've seen this across the board with all the retailers, you know, even with showrooms, with when it comes to not only in the shopping center, but we've seen worldwide where there are actually car showrooms in shopping centers. Ooh. Where car showroom would be vast, it would be a lot of cars, but now they're offering one or two or three different styles in a shopping center. You can go and have a look at the model, you can look what they offer, you can choose your seat, your colors, and that's just talking to the consumer requirements and needs.
Yeah. Funny, when you said that for a moment, it sounded so stark and unbelievable, and then I had to sit back and think, oh, actually, I've witnessed this. I have been in a few shopping malls where it becomes a mini showroom for a lot of the local dealers, dealerships. What I'm keen to also understand is, does this not pose a threat, though, to the super regional shopping malls? And typically one thinks like Canal Walk in Cape Town, the Pavilion in Durban, maybe even a Mall of Africa in Johannesburg, even though we have a lot more of them. Does it mean that we have a preference as South Africans for more convenience centres versus malls?
So I stand by this. We live in a capitalist environment, and if you're not head and shoulders above your competitor, you will fail. And that goes for the same with shopping centres. If you're not innovative, if you're not offering an experience, and if you're not offering something that people can continually come to and enjoy the whole walkthrough experience, then you are going to fail. You're going to eventually find yourself where the consumer will find another place to go to. So, yes, there are a lot of massive super regional shopping centres, but I think they're all trying desperately hard for their market share, to be innovative, to be a little bit better, to improve in almost every sector, to bring offerings to the shopping center, to bring different kind of experiences. Some are offering paddle where you can go to the shopping center and have a sports day out and different environments for the kids and the family. So it can be almost multiple of different experiences and events that you can do while you're at the shopping center. So yes, there is pressure on everyone, but I think that's just the environment that we live in globally.
Yeah, got you. Pressure all around, and I guess companies and properties do need to be competitive in order to attract the necessary footfall that they want. But Norman, I can't ignore that you do take care of auctions and sales, and this must mean that you're seeing an interesting amount of movement in shopping centres that are struggling and perhaps going under the hammer, and those that are being acquired. Are there interesting dynamics taking place there in specific regions that you see?
Yeah, so we've seen a massive demand for neighborhood shopping centers from investors. You know, we the big regional shopping centers, semi-regional, very tightly owned by the funds. And I think the private investors who can get their hands onto these neighborhood shopping centers, which are a bit more viable in terms of financing those shopping centers and affordability, they've experienced a very robust period through COVID. You know, the people were looking for something convenient to go to. They couldn't go too far away from their environment or where they lived. So the neighborhood shopping centers really did well. They really succeeded. And I think in the outlying areas, have these shopping centers, we've seen an extremely high demand for these kind of assets, and it continues to be like that. I mean, we've we've almost sold every single retail center that we've taken to the market. We have one on auction tomorrow in Melville, where the Spa shopping center is going up under the hammer. And we've had a huge amount of interest. I mean, it really is. You don't get these opportunities. You don't get these investments coming around too often.
Yeah.
These little neighborhood shopping centers between 5 and 10,000 square meters are in huge demand because of their robust position that they stand in the market.
This is intriguing because top of mind, I'm already thinking, who has all that money to pick up these assets? But I understand they're picking them up with perhaps at a discounted price and also heightened level of cash flow. But are you able to disclose if this is going to private equity investors, REITs that are listed on the JSE?
Yeah, so it's quite easy to get funding for these kind of assets from the banks because, you know, the risk is very low. Those tenants will always be there. And if one tenant leaves or leaves, he'll be replaced very easily. So I think the asset overall is a very solid investment. And yes, there's big demand for these private individuals. Some of these properties are a little bit small for the REIT and the listed funds. But for a private individual, they're absolutely the sweet spot.
Norman, you're giving me ideas here. if you're not careful, myself and a few friends might put together some funds. But as a gentle reminder to our listeners, it's just after 7:15. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. We are in conversation with Norman Rad, who is the CEO of Brawl Auctions and Sales. If you don't know, Brawl, a very critical company within South Africa's property space that deals and manages with a lot of properties. And in this conversation specifically, we're taking a look at South African shopping malls, how they've been performing, what's the appetite like, who's doing well, and of course some shopping centers that are actually being auctioned off and being purchased by other participants. I find this so intriguing, Norman, because I think it helps us contextualize the kind of opportunity and I guess even openness of the retail property space, specifically in South Africa, and if there is an opportunity for private investors. But as you say, it's quite easy to get money to purchase some of these retail properties, but managing them has also become an interesting spot. Help us unpack this, especially when it comes to themes like load shedding, water supply, and of course maintaining tenants within the spaces that you have.
So obviously we've all experienced what we cannot hide from, the electricity problem in our country.
Yeah.
But we've all very quickly learned how to work through that. And obviously all the landlords, all the successful landlords have had to be creative and come up with some sort of solution for their tenants to survive through these difficult times, you know. So unfortunately, we're facing something that is, you know, unprecedented in most normal societies or environments, but we've adapted, you know. So almost certainly all the malls have kind of some kind of solar system or something to support the electricity demand and everything that goes along with it. But I think the real challenge is the operating costs for all the shopping centres, and it needs to be passed on to the tenants. I think that's a real challenge. Obviously, the property taxes are going up, and rentals can't just keep going up. I think we've already seen the reversion, which is stabilising or either come down and started again. So there are difficult challenges. It's not all just a blue sky for investing and buying a shopping centre. It has to be absolutely well managed. Often, obviously, Brawl Property Group does just that. We manage a number of shopping centres throughout the country on behalf of private individuals and listed funds, possibly the leaders in the industry. But we make sure that the efficiency of managing the property goes through to the tenants, goes through to being able to afford to keep the tenants in those buildings, because the last thing you want to do is the tenants being replaced and just being changed over and over and again. You want to have some sort of stability, some sort of certainty that you can go to work knowing that you can be able to operate freely and without any real problems going forward. And that obviously leads to the consumers wanting to come and enjoy the experience of going to the shopping center. So yes, managing a property is core. Make sure when you buy or make sure when you invest in any kind of property that you have that at the top of mind of how you're going to manage the shopping center going forward, and where are the levels, the sweet spots for each tenant to be able to afford and to stay there and to enjoy being there for a long period of time.
Definitely. Norman, we can't ignore the fact that next week this time many South Africans would be coming back from putting an X next to the political party they prefer. This is not related to politics, but we understand that the policies that are implemented by government at a local and national level do play an influence on the success of the portfolio, property portfolios you manage. I'm keen to understand, are there any insights or new nuggets that you can share with us that might be impacting on the auctioning market, the sales, or even the management of these properties?
So again, I go back to the core of the operating costs for these properties, and it's all getting passed on to the consumers, you know. So as long as the landlord has to bear the cost of increased electricity, increased costs of property taxes. It all gets passed on to the retailer, the tenants, and they have to pass that on to the consumer. So I think when our country starts improving financially or economically, I think then those costs can kind of stabilize, or actually we need to see some sort of reversion, because obviously the government is looking to raise taxes across the board, and you know it's very difficult if certain sectors are not performing. You know, the easiest place to pick it up is on the property taxes and electricity and everything else, but they need to, because they're losing taxes, they're losing revenue, and they need to find it somewhere. Unfortunately, the consumer is going to pay for that. But I believe, and I firmly believe this, and I can feel it in my guts. I don't know how to explain it to you. I've been in property for a very, very long time. Things are turning. Mm-hmm. Things are improving. Just on the trading side, on people participating and wanting to invest and wanting to buy, we've seen a huge amount of people inquiring about opportunities that we have to offer. The sentiment it is improving every single day. I can feel it. We can feel it. We've got a sense in our office. There's a sense of a buzz of activity about people wanting to inquire and participate and invest. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just being used to the environment that we are in, or maybe they believe that something positive is going to come out after the elections. But I think if we all apply our minds to improving South Africa and improving just the whole experience of being South African, this country's got so much to offer. Mm. And the retail, the shopping centre experience are one of those destination venues for everyone to go to and to continue supporting. So we don't want to kind of kill the goose and go lay the golden egg, because eventually, you know, it'll just be too expensive for anyone to go anywhere and experience anything. So we need government to play their part and to allow us to operate freely in this industry.
100%. Such a pleasure speaking to you this evening, Norman, and really appreciate the insight you've given us. Next time I walk into a shopping mall and take a look at the anchor tenants and the shopping trends, I think we'll have a different perspective. Clearly, no more shopping for 3 hours. In and out in an hour is what we prefer. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Mr. Rad.
Thank you, Guru. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's Norman Rad, who's the CEO of Brawl Auctions and Sales. Such phenomenal insight, right? And I think this really allows us to reflect on our behavior when it comes to the kind of retail activity we participate in. Do you still go to the store to do your monthly groceries, weekly top up? Or do you make your purchases quickly online, whether it's a Checkers 60-60, a Pick and Pay, or a Woolies Dash, or any of those other options? Do you buy some of the consumables that you have from other e-commerce platforms, like a Takealot? Do you still buy clothing in the store and go out there and fit it on for 3 hours and shop around? Or are you in and out within an hour? Because all of this does actually show that the demand that we see in terms of convenience centers means that you're quickly popping into the pharmacy, maybe stopping by the grocery store, then popping by the stationery store to send a mail, make copies and do something else, and maybe do your nails and then head out. Interesting, right? Reflect on your behavior. Think about where you like shopping. Do you still go to the big, big super malls and supermarkets and spend half your Saturday there? Share your voice notes, 063-688-0959. I'm keen to know what you do, if you still hang out in shopping malls for experiences, and let us know what you've witnessed as well. Even better, if you happen to be a tenant with a small business there, would be really interesting to hear what your frustrations are in terms of space and rental.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.